And we're back here on the Justin Reed Show with, honestly, has to be one of my favorite people that I get to visit with, although we don't visit enough in the COVID world, is Miss Margie Singleton. Margie, so glad to have you with us.
Hey, Justin. It's my pleasure, totally. It's been a while since we were face-to-face, but I guess we're lucky that we got these phones.
That's it. Right? We can stay connected, and I can see, seems like you're still staying busy on Facebook and all that good stuff. So I'm glad that we're here together now.
Yeah, me too.
And last time...
Okay? Everything going well with you?
I tell you what, I woke up today, the sun's shining.
Oh, it's a great day, didn't it?
It is. And my wife still loves me, and my puppy still loves me. So it's a pretty good day.
Honey, you got perfection right there.
Well, I'm trying. And now I'm here with you, so this is the highlight of my day.
Oh.
What about you? You having a good day?
I haven't thus far, but it's getting better. And we won't go into it on air, but I'll tell you when we get off.
Okay, well, I'm anxious to hear. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I've been a good thing. I've been my author for my book I'm writing is with me. She's been with me about 3 months, and off and on, you know, her family lives here, but she came in from Sudan. Well, I'll just tell this. Yeah, she came in from Sudan to visit, and she been planning on writing my memoirs, and so I said, well, this is the time we can do it. So she was available, and we're just about to finish it up.
Well, I am excited to read that whenever it goes to print.
Yeah, it's called Resurrecting Old Memories. Resurrecting Old Memories.
Well, let's just use that title and jump into it. Let's resurrect some old memories here. I know you've got the new EP coming out, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But what was it like playing on the Louisiana Hayride?
Well, for this young woman at that time, young, I was in heaven. That was the pinnacle. I took baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I started the writing and writing songs and playing the guitar when I was in my teens, and had aspired to be on the Louisiana Hayride. And I worked up to that. And then my aspiration was to get on the Grand Ole Opry.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. So I've accomplished just about everything I wanted to accomplish in life. Well, first of all, the greatest accomplishment of it was when God accepted me as his child.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, you're young and have probably always been a Christian. And I was in my young days. I grew up in church. And somehow the world takes you over and you get out of the will of the Lord. But you know what? During those times when I was out of the Lord's will, I was still in his sight. And I knew that I would get back, you know.
Almost
and praise
definitely.
The Lord took me back.
Yes.
You know?
He's good like that, you know?
That was my greatest accomplishment in my life. Then I had my children, my two sons, and my music. Those are the three things that I've lived for. My God, my family, my music.
And I think that's why you and I get along so well.
Amen. I think so, too. The Spirit's there, isn't it?
It is.
Right.
And I'm so glad.
Me too, honey. I don't want to be anywhere else, especially in this world today. I don't see how God can let it continue, but he will as long as he can stand it.
That's it. And you know what? Whether I agree with everything or not, he's the one that's in control.
He's the one that's in control.
And that takes a lot of burden off of my shoulders because I don't want to be in control.
God, me either, honey. Nope. I'm afraid I'd really mess it up, but God's not, he's let up the old serpent have it, he's running to and fro seeking whom he may devour. And Lord, if he's not devouring now, but his day's coming.
Yep, I was just about to say, there's going to come a good reckoning day, and I'm ready for that.
I am too, honey. You don't fear the Lord coming back if you're in his will.
That's it.
But I have a lot of people that aren't in his will, in my family and my friends, that I you know, there's a song, Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus.
Yes.
A few more days to get my loved ones in. And you always want to just wait a little longer, Lord. Just please let me try another time to get them in. So, anyway.
Well, that's why I think your music continues to resonate, because the last time that you and I talked, you had just put out a new album, or a new EP, a new album, Jesus Is My Pusher, gospel songs, and now here you are with the new music again. So I would say your faith is doing quite well for you.
Well, thank you so much, Justin, but let me tell you, in between there, and we didn't talk during this time, and I'm ashamed that I didn't get in touch with you, I don't know if you've looked on YouTube and saw any of the videos beside Jesus Is My Pusher. I did, a couple of years ago, I did a song called Heaven or Hell. My pastor, assistant pastor, Kent Riddle, asked me to write a song about hell because God had put it on his heart to preach more about hell. Because the preachers are talking more about the glorious day in heaven and not telling us about hell. Everything's going to be wonderful. Just love yourself and do what. So I tell you, I know you being a Christian, you will understand. I never thought God spoke to me. People say, God said this to me. And I thought, God, why don't you talk to me? But I realized that God's been talking to me all along. And this song, I don't even remember writing it, because it's God's word, and he just gave me, I was the chosen to get it out. He used my voice to put it out there. And it's called Heaven or Hell. Heaven or hell, what will it be? It's up to you to decide. Heaven or hell, make up your mind while you still have time. And it's a video that a brother in church, he was an awesome videographer, Kenneth Harrison. And, you know, you're living around Nashville. I think you've been to Nashville a lot. Mm-hmm. You probably have been to the Percy Warner Parks.
Yes.
Those stone steps, rock and all that.
Oh, yes.
This is where we filmed that. And it is just absolutely incredible. And you got to go on YouTube and watch it and tell your people. I'm not pushing that for them to do anything but listen to it. And if they love the Lord, they'll get a blessing. And if they don't, they're not there yet, I hope they'll get a conviction.
Yes. I will definitely have to check that out and pass the word along.
And you can play it on your show off of YouTube.
You'd probably just let me play anything of yours on my show, wouldn't you?
I think I would, beg you.
Now, I tell you what I do love playing, and I want to get some back info on this, then we'll talk about the new music, because I love this song that I know, at least I've read, that you had a hand in helping along, was a song that Shelby, your husband, was working on called Laura, What's He Got That I Ain't Got. How did that song come to be? How did you get involved with that?
That wasn't Shelby. Shelby was my first husband, and he found greener pastures after 15 years. I married Shelby Singleton when I was 13 years old, and I wanted to be in the music business, and he met the people through me that took him to where he was. And we divorced after 15 years of marriage. And Leon Ashley became my husband. Farron Young introduced me to him. But Farron and I had the song Keeping Up with the Joneses. And so when Shelby left, I was out of a job. You know, I was doing, had the group Mary Melody Singers, and we did the background vocals. And so I went on the road with Farron, and he introduced me to Leon Ashley. And it was love at first sight for him, but I was on the rebound, I have to admit. But I learned to love him, and we had a wonderful life together. He was a radio man. He owned 5 radio stations. And he said, do you want me to sell the stations and come into the music business with you? Because I'm not going to be Mr. Margie Singleton.
Mm-hmm.
So, or carry your guitar. He was a man's man. And I said, well, I kind of want to sing, you know. He said, okay. We did, and you don't need to hear. I mean, you don't have time to hear the whole story of how Laura came to be. But it was written between Wheeling, West Virginia, and Nashville. We did the show in Wheeling, and I had to be on Ralph Emery's show the next morning. So when we got to Cincinnati, Ohio, my son Sidney was with us, and they dropped me off, and I caught a plane, and they drove on into Nashville. So on the way from Cincinnati, Leon started singing Laura, writing it. He didn't have a tape recorder with him. I don't think we even had them at that time, you know, not a portable one. So he was singing this song all the way home. And Sidney said, Leon, if you don't quit singing that song, I'm going to jump out of the car. And Leon said, well, son, I hate to tell your mama when we get there that you jumped out of the car and you're not with me, but I'm not going to quit singing this song. You're going to either have to bear it or jump out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So they came in, and he sang the song to me, and we wrote everything together. If he would almost finish a song, and I would add a verse to it, or I would tweak it. You know what I mean?
I understand.
And so that's how my name's on it, because I finished it up when we got home. Because
you're smart. You wanted that mailbox money in your name, too. I
put Shelby Singleton's name on all my songs when I was with him.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was going to be my husband for the rest of my life. And now I get mad every time I see his name on one of my songs.
Oops. Well, I'm just going to move on, because I'm not going to dig myself into that hole. Your new music, which has your name on it, right, is called Nevermind.
Right.
And that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I wrote that with my son, Steve, who is Shelby Singleton's son.
Well, see, that name's popping up again, but I didn't do
that name, and you started it.
I did not start this one. No, ma'am. I'm not going to get in this trouble, because I want you to keep liking me.
I'm going to love you one way or the other. Yeah, Steve and he put a studio in my home. My son came to me and said, Mama, I don't like this retirement. I have a 70-year-old son. I left
that can't be.
Yes, I'm 85 years old.
That's impossible. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying that's impossible.
Well, my birth certificate says so.
Okay, well, I believe that.
I have to admit, my mind don't feel that way, but sometimes my body does. But God has been so good to me to allow me to have my music, because Leon passed away in 2013. And I died with him, because we worked the road and did all of our shows. We wrote together, recorded together. We were together 24/7 almost. And when he died, I didn't think I'd ever step on another stage. But God had other ideas. he started giving, after 2 years, you've got the CD. If you don't, it's on YouTube. It's called On the Other Side of Life. And you need to have that.
Yes. I've been a fan of your music for quite some time, but I think this newer stuff you keep putting out is the best stuff that you've done.
You know, I think so too. That's what I was saying. God's been so good to me. And I'm not saying this as Margie Singleton. I'm saying this as a listener to an 85-year-old person singing these songs. If you didn't know I was 85 years old, would you think I won?
No, ma'am.
That's God. He allowed me, after Leon passed away, I took care of him from 2006 to 2013. I died with him, but God gave me back my life. He gave me back my music, and he gave me back my son. We got a studio in my house. He's tore my house upside down. He said, well, Mama, you still got your bedroom upstairs in the bathroom and the kitchen because you need to cook breakfast for me every morning.
So that's nice how he just threw that in there.
That's nice of him, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But he tore my house upside down. But you know what? I'm having the best time of my life with my sons, my family. My twin granddaughters are singing background on Lie to Me, which is on the Nevermind EP. That's Sophia and Stephanie Singleton, my youngest son's daughters. And it's just a family affair right now, and I'm just thrilled to death. Because when Leon and I were married, we were gone three-fourths of the time on the road.
Oh, I can believe that.
So that's what we did. And I didn't get to be around my children like I would have loved to have been. They were in the studio with us in the early years, and so that's how they know the business so much. My Steve, he and Dane Bryant, Felice and Budlow Bryant's sons, they had a recording studio called Wild Tracks for several years. And my son is excellent, a producer. I was amazed myself because he's been doing his thing and I've been doing mine musically.
Mm-hmm.
His was in production and mine, of course, was writing and singing. And he was a writer. But I'm just amazed at him and my godson in Shreveport, Louisiana. We've done this EP on Skype with my boys, my godson and my birth son, Steve and Dexter. And they get on Skype, and it's so funny to hear them. Steve will tell Dexter, this is what I want you to do. And he'll pick a guitar riff or a piano riff. And Dex will take it and just play it and take it to the top. You know, It's so amazing to watch them and to hear them and to listen to them. And I've just had so much fun. My house is torn up. I don't have a living room. I don't have a dining room. I got a den and a kitchen, though, that I can walk through the den to get to the kitchen.
But see, Margie, the way I'm hearing this and envisioning this, somebody calls you and says, Margie, we were just going to come by and visit. You'd say, well, I'd love to have you over, but I don't have a living room. I'm sorry.
You know, you hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. See,
but you're welcome to come on into my studio.
Well, next time I'm in town, I definitely will.
You better do it.
Now, I got to ask you, maybe my favorite song, I know Missing You is the new single, but I love Who's Gonna Love You. That's got a good beat.
God, I do too.
And good lyrics, and that's a good country song right there.
It just starts off with a bang. It just grabs you from the first minute. But we used Nevermind because it was kind of autobiographical. It is autobiographical if you listen to the lyrics of it. And so that's why we used that as the title song and album. But I'm with you on that. I love Who's Gonna Love You. I love everything about it. books. My boys did a great job producing it, and I'm proud. I'll tell Steve and Dex that you like that one.
Yes, please do.
Now, I will.
If anybody listening right now wants to get a copy of your music or find you, where would you send them?
Well, first of all, they can go to my website, MargieSingletonMusic.com. Or if they want to go to Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, they can order it on any of those sites. They can download it, or they can order the physical CD.
So anywhere that they're getting music, Margie Singleton's there.
Right. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, and MargieSingletonMusic.com. My Facebook page, I have a new Facebook page, it's Margie Singleton Music. And, of course, I have the regular Facebook page. The music one is kind of a fan page.
I got you.
The old one, Margie Singleton, is just for friends. And, well, that's where most of my friends are on that one. But I would like for them to go to the Margie Singleton Music Facebook page, and then of course order the record or just the EP off of the MargieSingletonMusic.com. Now I've talked enough about that, and I'm sure they're thinking that. So shut up, Margie.
Well, Miss Margie, thank you for spending some of your day with me. I hope that you continue to have a good day, and once everything kind of calms down, let's get together sometime.
You know it. Just give me a call. You got my phone number.
I definitely will. And you call me anytime you just want to visit.
I'll do that. God bless you.
And same with you, Margie.
Keep me in your prayers.
Will do. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.